Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Stanford Continuing Studies. This winter, join Stanford historians James Sheehan and David Kennedy for the Cold War and its legacies, exploring the global impact of this pivotal era. Learn more at continuingstudies.stanford.edu.
Music. I'm Anna Maria Sayer, bringing you concerts from the archives of the popular Tiny Desk series. On the show, original works made and played by Y Music. Experimental pop from Julia Holter.
So calm and for a moment to make sense, but the tree says wah wah, and the language is strange, the woman's wah wah.
Plus, daring songs of love and resistance from Georgia Ann Muldrow.
We ought to get up and just go, pack our bags and hit the road.
That's next on Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music.
We'll see all the things that we have been missing out on.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautau. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says officials are reviewing the video of a September 2nd strike against an alleged drug boat near Venezuela to determine if it will be made public. NPR's Joe Hernandez has more on this story.
Democratic lawmakers and others have criticized the September 2nd strike after it was revealed that the military fired on survivors of an initial attack. Congressman Jim Himes, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, told CBS's Face the Nation that the footage should be made public.
These guys, and this is why the American people need to see this video, these guys were barely alive, much less engaging in hostilities.
Defense Secretary Hegseth has said he authorized the initial strike, but that a military commander approved the follow-up attack. Hegseth has not committed to releasing the full video, saying on Friday that officials were trying to determine whether doing so would endanger ongoing operations. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
The social media platform X has blocked one of the accounts of the European Commission, the European Union's executive arm. The move comes just after EU regulators fined Elon Musk's company $140 million for breaching the bloc's transparency rules, as Terry Schultz reports.
Ex-executive Nikita Beer called it irony that the European Commission posted on the platform that it had found the company in violation of transparency rules. He said the commission had logged on to a dormant ad account and that now this account has been terminated. An ad account is one linked to a user's main account from which advertising campaigns can be run. On Friday, the European Commission announced X was in violation of the EU's Digital Services Act for allowing blue check marks to be purchased instead of verifying users' identities, for not being transparent about the advertising it runs, and for not allowing researchers to access public data. The company must amend its practices within 3 months or face further fines. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Policymakers at the Federal Reserve will meet this week to discuss interest rates. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the central bank is expected to lower its benchmark rate by a quarter percentage point.
The Fed lowered interest rates at each of its last two meetings, but policymakers were divided on whether a third straight cut would be warranted this coming week. Inflation still well above the Fed's 2% target, which would ordinarily suggest keeping rates higher. But the central bank's also concerned about a softening job market, which could be cushioned with lower interest rates. Investors think those job market worries will take priority at this week's meeting, and the rate-setting committee will opt for another quarter-point cut, but the decision is not likely to be unanimous. The six-week government shutdown added to the uncertainty by delaying some key economic reports until after this week's meeting. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And you are listening to NPR News from New York City. The growing number of satellites orbiting Earth could ruin images taken by telescopes. That's according to a NASA-led study. And NPR's Chandelise Duster has more.
More than 10,000 active satellites are orbiting the Earth. NASA scientists say in a new study that there could be more than 500,000 satellites in the next decade. The scientists found that this increase in satellites could cause more than 95% of images taken by space telescopes, such as Hubble, to have streaks. Astronomers are not only concerned about light streaks showing up on images taken by telescopes. The American Astronomical Society says an increase in satellites in orbit could also cause collisions with space telescopes. The International Telecommunication Union has called for stricter rules surrounding the number of satellites in space and better management of satellite networks. Chantalise Duster, NPR News.
Rafael Itier, founder of the famed salsa orchestra, El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, has died. The composer was the group's musical director for decades. The Latin Recording Academy says Itier leaves behind an eternal legacy in salsa. Itier was born in the capital of Puerto Rico. His love of music began at age 10, starting with a guitar, but it was the piano that became his life. The Korean War veteran credits the Army for his discipline in life. After his service, Itier joined a New York City group, the Borinqueneers Mambo Kings, named for the all-Hispanic unit of the U.S. Army. Itier was 99 years old. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Temperatures solidly in the mid-40s right now, and the lows will be in the low to mid-40s around the bay tonight. Clear skies except for areas of very dense, low-hanging tule fog. Tomorrow, we will have some clouds in the morning, then some hazy sunshine in the afternoon, and highs getting into the 50s to the mid-60s for our Monday. This is KQED News.
It's Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music. I'm Ana Maria Sayer. Today, we're going on wild adventures through music. So we'll hear the surreal poetry and dramatic ballads of Julia Holter, and later, the brave and inspiring love songs of Georgia Ann Muldrow. But we open the hour with the chamber ensemble, Why Music? Generation Y Millennials, the six-piece group Y Music started in New York City almost two decades ago. They've worked with Paul Simon, Bon Iver, and Ben Folds. Composers like Caroline Shaw have written for them. Their music exists between classical and pop, and yet it only sounds like Y Music. Now, when you think of a classical music group, I'm gonna guess a string quartet comes to mind first, or maybe a piano trio. Y Music has a really unusual setup, which has meant that their way of making and playing music is just as idiosyncratic as they are. Nadia Sirota explains.
We are a chamber music group, but we kind of picked our own instrumentation. So before this group existed, I don't think there was like a trumpet, flute, clarinet, string trio group around. And as a result of that, we've had to sort of commission or write every single thing that we've ever played. And actually for like over a decade, all we did was commission music and work with songwriters and work with composers. And recently, we've started writing our own stuff. And the way that that sort of works, is the six of us are just in a room making stuff up.
Okay. Let's hear it. Why Music at the Tiny Desk.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's amazing to be here. This is obviously such an iconic, like literally iconic spot to be tucked into. We are Why Music. My name is Nadia. This is Rob and Gabe and Mark and Alex and CJ. We recently released our first album, and you just heard one of the tracks from that called Zebras. That was a piece that was inspired by our bass clarinet player sort of playing the key clicks on the bass clarinet, and we sort of went from there. We're going to play another piece now that is sort of inspired by a rhythmic idea. It's a piece called Flood, which is spelled exactly like flood. And here it is.
Thank you so much. We're going to play another song for you. This one is called Peter Inn, I-N-N, as in a place that you can stay, but also a way in which you can enter a space physically or musically.
Thank you. such a stunning combination. That's the composition Peter In. Why Music at the Tiny Desk. Before that, Flood, which is spelled like flood. And Why Music began their set with Zebras. Tom Heisinger produced that concert, and Josh Rogerson recorded and mixed it. After a short break, Julia Holter. You're listening to Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music.
You can explore festive Latinx traditions at Piñatas and Sweet Treats on December 16th. The evening will feature treats, edible treats, of course, an excerpt from a play about piñatas and hands-on activities. Tickets at kqed.org/live, supported by San Francisco Symphony.
In such a chaotic year, where did you find beauty? I'm Gabe Moline, editor for KQED's Arts and Culture Desk, and we've been looking back at uplifting moments from 2025. The kindness of strangers, a sweet rendezvous, the joys of community. We're calling it One Beautiful Thing, a series of essays about special, personal moments from the year. Find it online at kqed.org/arts.
Excellent idea. Also, you can sign up for our kid-friendly newsletter. It comes once a month, filled with activities that are kid-friendly, and it's all about holiday adventures this month. Sign up at kqed.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music. I'm Ana Maria Sayre. Later on, we'll hear Strip Back Soul from Georgia Ann Muldrow. But first, a musician whose style shifts and swirls from song to song, Julia Holter.
I love the way you move, when you move. The timeline morning, wake me early home. Peek around the doorway.
Good luck pinning down Julia Holter. She does have a formal education in music from the California Institute of the Arts, but she composes with an ear for disruption and unpredictability. Here's how she put it in 2015, talking to NPR.
I was in school for 4 years writing music to please my teachers that was not music I liked. And when I make music that isn't for something I want to make and it's for, to please other people, the outcome is really bad. So I think it's because I've already gone the route of trying to please others that I know what not to do.
That mentality has led Holter to some really intriguing sounds. She often layers field recordings into her tracks. She once wrote a score for a French silent film almost a century old. She's written a whole album based on an ancient Greek tragedy. Her Tiny Desk performance from 2016 is a spare and powerful take on a few of her recent compositions. Just bass, viola, drums, and Holter at the upright piano. A rare treat, since Holter often plays synthesizers at her shows. So, let's hear it. Here's Julia Holter at the Tiny Desk, starting off with Sea Calls Me Home.
I don't need no one to follow feathers for. Get it burly just to charm on waking souls. When the sea calls me. When the sea calls me home. I can swim its vicinity. Thank you. barren ways down green fertile valleys. I never could fall straight in lines for sure. Someone with a thing to say shreds on a leaf and lets it fall into my feet. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I received the news, so small a child who cannot understand. I can't hear and I don't know, and the wind slows down and still the trees are tree. So calm and for a moment it makes sense, but the tree says wah wah, and the language is strange, the woman's wah wah. Language is strange, the woman's wah wah. Am I too bored to understand? Well, good, I'm done. Off to the wild for me. In the green wild, I am gone. My hands to shoulders gone. But the shoes my feet have worn still remain. And they walk toward the sea. There's a flavor to the sound of walking no one ever noticed before. In the green wild, I am gone. My hands to shoulders gone. But the shoes my feet have worn still remain. And they walk toward the sea. There's a flavor to the sound of walking no one ever noticed before. In the green wild I am gone, my hands to shoulders gone, but the shoes my feet have worn still remain. And they walk toward the sea. There's a flavor to the sound of walking no one ever noticed before. I don't remember the words to say. I can't remember the words to say to you, Betsy.
That was Julia Holter at the Tiny Desk. What we just heard was Betsy on the Roof. She also played In the Green Wild, and she started her set with Sea Calls Me Home. This Tiny Desk was produced by Bob Boylan. Josh Rogerson was the audio engineer. After the break, Georgia Ann Muldrow brings the love. It's Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music.
On the next Planet Money, tariffs. We ask, are they hiking prices yet?
Yeah, there's clear evidence that the tariffs have affected the prices of many goods.
And on How I Built This, two early-stage founders get some timely business advice from host Guy Raz and Chet Pipkin, founder of Belkin. That's on the next Planet Money and How I Built This from NPR.
Planet Money and How I Built This at its new time at 9 o'clock in about 22 minutes here on KQED News. And then at 10.
Hey, it's Francis Lam, host of The Splendid Table.
this week, it's a trip down and all around the South with brilliant food scholar Michael Twitty and a new documentary about one of my favorite chefs and food writers of all time, Miss Edna Lewis. That's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, it comes your way every Sunday evening at 10 o'clock on KQED News.
Word for NPR comes from the station. And from the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from the Cy Sims Foundation, since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at CySimsFoundation.org.
It's Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music. I'm Ana Maria Sayer. We've had some truly innovative musicians on the show today, and I've got one more artist with an absolute unique sound for you, Georgia N. Muldrow. Muldrow's music is an experimental fusion of sounds, funk, rock, soul, R&B, jazz. She does it all with a vinyl warping quality. Ever since she put out her debut in 2006, she's released more than 20 albums. She's worked with Erykah Badu and Blood Orange. She has been a constant presence on the scene, focused on Black healing, preservation, and education. Muldrow doesn't just write music. She creates new realities, building entire worlds with her sound. Back in 2020, Ari Shapiro asked her what that world sounds like.
A bulletproof world. A bulletproof world that you can walk straight into, you know? Like, something that keeps away, you know, the stuff that doesn't need to stay. But the stuff that's real can come right in, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to make it with plexiglass, but maybe some type of membrane, right? Of sound. Yeah, something that's permeable that you can walk through it, but it just doesn't service no kind of inner violence.
That world is also full of life. Muldrow says the smallest of creatures set the tone for this world.
You know, when I think of like sound design, I try to think of like what an insect going about their busy work. They have to have insects in that world. There has to be a tone. I try to make a whole world, you know?
Muldrow played the Tiny Desk back in 2019. Let's take a listen together, and you tell me if you hear the insects there, too. Here's Georgia N. Muldrow at the Tiny Desk.
But I'm not knocking on the unknown door. All that I thought I knew before ain't enough for what's in store. We're pinned up inside this ancient war. I thought I knew so much, but we can't seem to do enough. I read a book, they said it all was in the book. What's really going on? 'Cause this war gone way too long. I think I'll get a gun and end it where it started from. And end it where it started from. But I don't even know. Most of us wouldn't, and a few of us will. They say it's in the room. We play nice. They're stacking up kills. How much we gotta grow before we can learn to defend ourselves? How much we gotta know that we can't depend on no one else? I don't even know no more. It's ridiculous, nitpick if you must, but I'm not knocking on the unknown door. All that I thought that I knew before ain't enough for what's in store. We're pent up inside this ancient war. I thought I knew so much, but we can't seem to do enough. What you gonna do when guns go blam? In the cycle of prolonged lifespan, if you really had enough, now it's time.
time to pick it up, pull the trigger, make your gun go blam. Now it's time to make your gun go blam. If someone is trying to threaten your fam, if you really had enough, now it's time to pick it up, pull the trigger, make your gun go blam. Or they'll be executing you in the street. Plantation police executing you in the street in cold blood, broad daylight. Someone is trying to threaten your fam. Someone is trying to threaten your family. Don't want no man in the house, just so the children can have food to eat. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all they show me. Before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. Before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. Before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. That's all I know. That's all I know. I've read so much, I got more to read, but still, a book won't save my life. A book won't save my child. The taller he gets, the more space he take up. And guess what? He'll be dangerous to someone. And that's all I know. That's all I know. Lord, Lord, I'll go and I'll be a hurricane. I'll be a tornado. I'll be a gust of wind to let the baby know he connected with nature. That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know. Let it sit there, a little needy. A little do need to hear the do day. A dead, a dead, a dead, a dead, a dead, a see. And that's all I know, that's all I know. I'll be a tree, giving peace to my own in another life. I won't die, I'll multiply. I'll multiply like Winnie Mandela. Like Winnie Mandela, that's all I know. Like Kwame Ture, ooh. Thank you.
I want to bring somebody special to me, my life partner, my muse, my purpose, my protector, my sweet love, and the father of my children, Dudley Perkins. Y'all give him a
words for you. these words for you. Who says that we got plenty of time to just kick it? Why do we kick it? Yeah. I kick it too. She kicks it too. We all kick it too. Why do we kick it? Yeah. One day, all time will be gone. Time will be gone. Why do we kick it? Kick it. Huh. Skies are no longer blue. No longer blue. Yeah, and even though the flowers bloom, and even though the flowers bloom, when I come down, these words for you, these words for you, these words for you, these words for you. And even though the flowers bloom, and even though the flowers bloom, when I come down, these words for you, these words for you, these words for you, these words for you, these words, yeah.
Doing Dudley, right on. This last tune, it's called Chow.
Majority, and it'll be clear.
tabs. We'll see everything we've been missing out on because of the slave codes. Yeah, oh. Living without no damn slave codes. Sounds like one big happy road. You and me, you and me in Africa. Hey, I wanna go, you know, just a visit and tour, you know. No disrespect to France, I've been there a million times, you know. I wanna keep company with you. Pack my bags and go where the equator hugs me. Don't have to wrap up for no cold. Maybe even pick me a mango. Sweetest company I'll taste. The food I've been missing out on. No GMO. I got to get up and just go. Maybe even do a TV show. Run by all black folks. Wow. What a vision. Wow. What a vision. USA, we'll still do what we gotta do. We might get banned in DC, but it's cool. Cause I'll go to the moon and back with you. Oh, 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 oh. That's where we'll go. Till then, I'll imagine, you know, a life so calm and free where our children can think freely.
Brimming with life. That was Georgia Ann Muldrow at the Tiny Desk. We just heard Chow. Before that, Flowers. Muldrow's Tiny Desk was produced by Bob Boylan and Morgan Noel Smith. Josh Rogerson was the audio engineer. Tiny Desk Radio is produced by Walter Ray Watson, Noah Caldwell, and Danica Panetta. Neil Tevault is our technical director, and Lars Gottrich is our series editor. Saraya Mohammed is our executive producer, and Sonali Mehta is the executive director of NPR Music. Kaylin Ellis composed our theme music. You've been listening to Tiny Desk Radio from NPR Music. I'm Ana Maria Sayer. Catch you next time. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. From the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at macfound.org.
Planet Money and How I Built This is coming up next at its new time at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. We're bringing you the Sam Sanders Show starting today. We also have an NPR news update coming up next in about a minute. Here's what is coming up on Morning Edition, 2 a.m. every weekday morning.
The Supreme Court hears oral arguments on a case that could expand the president's power and erode the power of some regulatory agencies. The case was brought by an FTC commissioner fired by President Trump. A district court concluded that firing was unlawful, but the Supreme Court's conservative majority has already signaled a willingness to overturn that decision. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Clear and cold in lots of places. Temperatures mostly in the 40s. I think it feels a little colder than that, but also areas of dense fog in interior valleys and near the coast as well. It's KQED San Francisco.